now here we see the scenes as Liverpool's players finally having shaken hands with all of the Roma players, beaten semi-finalists, going to their fans, with the Liverpool players breaking away, sprinting into the corner where the 5,000 Liverpool fans are celebrating another Champions League final. The final score here, Roma 4, Liverpool 2, 7-6 Liverpool go through on aggregate.
Yes, Liverpool fans are in dreamland this morning after securing a place in the Champions League final. Despite last night's loss to Roma in a pulsating encounter, their 7-6 aggregate win will see them face Real Madrid in Kiev on the 26th of May. The sports journalist and Liverpool fan, apparently, Stephen Beacom is here. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Very good morning to you, Vinny.
Clearly you are delighted then. What was your highlight from last night?
The highlight was the final whistle, Vinny. Just whenever Liverpool got through to the Champions League final. It's the first Champions League final I've been in since 2007. It's the first time an English club has reached the final since 2012. And it is a fantastic achievement from Jurgen Klopp and his players. They have done the business. And I do believe that they can beat Real Madrid in the final come May the 26th.
Some were saying before the game last night, Stephen, that Liverpool were really already through. At any point last night, did you think they had thrown it away?
No, I always thought they were comfortable, Vinny. I thought their game plan was good. Up until the last 5 minutes, Roma didn't really look that threatening. And it was just a case of seeing the game out. Against Madrid in the final, it's going to be an absolute crackerjack of a football match. There will be goals because the weaknesses in both sides is at the back. And up front, they are deadly. Liverpool have got a brilliant strike force. They've got Mo Salah, the Egyptian king, who has been scoring for fun this season. And of course, Real Madrid have got Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the best players ever to draw breath. So it's all set fair for an absolute classic. I know there will be lots of Northern Ireland-based Liverpool fans going out to Kiev because that's what they always do. Liverpool fans have only been given 16,500 tickets for the final, but you can bet your bottom dollar, Vinny, there'll be about 40,000 Scousers, Liverpool fans from Northern Ireland, across the water, everywhere. Liverpool will dominate Kiev on that night. And in the build-up to it, it's just going to be sensational.
There was lots of coverage in the news in the run-up in terms of the security and the concerns around that and Roma, Stephen, but that seemed to go off without much of an incident.
Thankfully it did. I know there were a few issues with Liverpool fans getting into the ground, but I didn't hear of any major issues. And it was really fitting, I thought, that Jurgen Klopp, Jordan Henderson, the captain and everyone paid tribute to Sean Cox, the Irishman who's fighting for his life after what happened in the first leg when he was stabbed. So we wish Sean and his family well. And I hope to goodness that everyone wishes Liverpool well. I know there'll be Manchester United fans out there now shouting down the radio saying we'll be supporting Real Madrid in the final. And that's all very well. But I do believe that Liverpool are going to win a sixth European Cup. Yes, that's sixth for Manchester United fans out there. Incredible record. And what Jurgen Klopp has done, Vinny, is absolutely exceptional. The German is going to bring the big trophy home.
And I don't know if you're a betting man, Stephen, or if you would like to try and hazard a guess as to what the score will be on the 26th.
Well, there will be goals in it. I suggest Liverpool are going to win 3-2 in an absolute thriller. They've got to keep tabs on Ronaldo because he's just one of the greatest players that's ever lived. But I believe they can score goals against that Real Madrid team. And, you know, if you're sat on a TV, beside a TV, you've got to watch this, Vinny. I don't know if you're a big football fan, but you will be entertained come May the 26th. Kiev will be alive with the sound of You'll Never Walk Alone.
Okay. Well,
and it's going to be brilliant.
On that, we'll just end the programme with some of that. Stephen Beacom, thank you very much. Shan is up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9. Bye-bye.